and I've sighed. I'm never a bridesmaid, I'm always the bride. I never divorced them, I hadn't the heart. Yet remember these sweet words, till death do us part.
Man, that is great. Dawn Upshaw is with us. There will be a centennial tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on Sunday night at 8 p.m. at Tanglewood Seiji Ozawa Hall. The Tanglewood Music Center vocal concert will feature mezzo-soprano Stephanie Blythe, pianist Lee Musiker, musicians of the Boston Pops, TMC Vocal Fellows, and our next guest, Dawn Upshaw.
Of course, everyone knows Dawn Upshaw as the artistic director of Bard College's Conservatory of Music, as well as the Charles Franklin Kellogg and Grace Ramsey Kellogg Professor of Arts and Humanities. Boy, that's a long title.
A lot to put on stationery. She is also head of the vocal arts program at TMC. She has been at Bard since 2004, the winner of 3 Grammy Awards. She has featured on more than 50 recordings. She is also the first singer to be named a Perspectives Artist by Carnegie Hall. For all of those reasons and many, many more, it is a great pleasure to welcome Dawn Upshaw to the roundtable this morning.
Thank you
very much.
I am so happy to be here. So thrilled to be in your presence because you guys are with me every day. I listen to you. So
and like it or not,
it's an honor.
You with us.
Well,
it's very nice to have you here. Is there a difference? I was just thinking about this as far as teaching and guiding of what you do at Bard compared to here, are there variations on that from when you go from one to the other?
Slightly. First of all, the age of the singers here typically is they're a little bit older.
They're mid-20s.
And usually we have some young ones, and the age range is broader too.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some who are in their early 30s. And just the nature of the festival atmosphere, project-oriented programming, and that's a little different than what we do curriculum
right.
In a master's program. But
no, Dawn, these are the, I mean, you select them. These are not college students. These are the best.
Some of them are.
Yeah, but I mean, these are among the best singers in the world.
They are great singers already,
yeah.
Yes. And they're also still understanding what it is that's really unique about their own voice, I'm putting in quotations, you know, what they have to say. This is a great place, Tanglewood, to come and really not only hone your skills, but discover why you're singing in the first place, and what are you doing this for? What do you have to say? What are you adding to the world by singing?
So let's stay on that word discovery for a moment. So when you do a performance like you'll be doing on Sunday night in the tribute to Ella Fitzgerald, how much of it is introducing or immersing the students in the music of Ella Fitzgerald, and how much of a baseline knowledge do you feel that they have? I assume it differs. It's probably all over the place.
Well, it's an interesting question, because what we're striving to do through the entire summer is expose them to all different kinds of styles, right? And so we have the Festival of Contemporary Music, for instance. Some of that music, contemporary vocal music, is going to be very new to them. A completely new world, a completely different use of harmony, vocal techniques, and such. With the music of Ella Fitzgerald, they are a little bit more familiar with the style, even if they don't practice it all that much. So we feel that this American Songbook repertoire, and certainly the work of this great, great American singer, is important to celebrate and honor by way of digging into that music and learning about that style. We as with all of the projects here, they're limited time.
Sure.
So we do what we can. They're listening to a lot of Ella. They were before they got here. That's never a bad thing. Well, it's so wonderful.
Well, we knew somebody. My wife and I knew somebody we liked very much who got admitted to this program, and he was a specialist in the art song. Now, there's a long distance between, I think, the art song and Ella. With some people, you may have more of a task than with others in terms of making that bridge.
Well, for me, the term art song is so broad. So there, for instance, some of us are doing slow ballads that Ella made famous, great songs. And they're actually orchestrated and arranged by Lee Musiker, who's just one of the most amazing musicians I've ever worked with, by the way.
Did he change his name, or did you just turn it that way?
I believe he was born with that fabulous name. Okay. How lucky is that? So maybe it's because of his name he became a great musician.
You never know.
You never know. But, you know, this one of the songs that I'm singing, in fact, Lee refers to as an art song, and it's in a sentimental mood. And, you know, there are recordings of performances of Ella Fitzgerald where she just strips everything, you know, from she and the band. It's the simplest, most straightforward, most beautiful presentation of this gorgeous tune and these harmonies and the lyrics. So that's what some art songs are. What we're talking about, the difference in style, really has more to do with how the words are articulated and how pitch is entered and left and rhythm is approached. And those differences appear in the rest of the repertoire. Even you talk about songs of Mahler and songs of Bach, you know, cantatas of Bach. I would say to my ear, there's a greater difference in style between Bach and Mahler than there is between Mahler and the American Songbook.
Yeah, amazing. When I, with my very untrained ear, hear her sing Ella, it sounds, I don't know what the right word is, but almost primitive in terms of her voice. It doesn't sound like basso, whatever. It sounds like she's singing in a very specific, low-key, sometimes almost, dare I say it, tinny sound. I dare not say it, right? But I'm wondering what you think about what makes her so unique.
Oh, I think, first of all, none of us are trying to sound like Ella, because nobody could sound like Ella, but to sound like ourselves. And I think that that's maybe what you're talking about, is that she found, like, the most inner part of her soul through her singing. I mean, when I hear Ella's music, it is something so true and so honest and so unlike anything or anybody else that I've heard. And I think with great artists, that's what happens. That's what the goal is.
Great answer. Yeah. Great answer.
So now I end with a very difficult, well, I think will probably be a difficult question, just because it's one of those, like, which child do you like the most? But at this stage in your career, at this point in your life, if you had to choose, is a bright spot of your day, do you have more fun being on stage in front of that audience or being in front of your students and in a classroom?
Oh, that is a hard question. I think I sense myself really trying to simplify. And so I would say that there are trappings, in a sense, that go along with the performing life. Mm-hmm. And I think I always had a little trouble with those.
Traveling being one, I assume.
Traveling, hotels.
Yeah.
Grapes in the green room.
Getting from A to B and dealing with the food that you can and cannot eat before you sing.
Some of that can get old after a while, you know, but so you keep going back to the music, and, you know, why am I doing this? And the music is why. So the fact that I can continue and even try to draw all of this out of other people, other young musicians in a really mm-hmm. natural, organic way for them is fascinating to me.
Well, yeah. The cool thing is you get to do both.
It is
a really, really cool.
And you were
lucky to be at Bard because Leon really has done a great job of bringing together.
I am so thrilled to be there and to have been a part of the birth of this vocal arts program at Bard. We are 12 years old now, going very strong, so very exciting.
Dawn Upshaw will be performing as part of the Centennial Tribute to Ella Fitzgerald on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. We love having you here. Thank you very much.
I loved being here. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.